swan, let out a big yawn, and headed to the bathroom sink. In the mirror she stared for a while there. It seemed like a good place to think. She had a strange feeling. Was she dreaming? The light so strangely gleaming. There's a knock at the door. A funny suit Sammy wore, an honest face, an ear-to-ear grin. He said, "Sarah dear, I could use your help here. Please won't you let me in?" Then a mom said, "Get out of bed, Sarah Swan, sleepy head. The daylight is burning while the clock hands are turning. But this dreaming Sarah said is better than what I have. The world when I sleep is the one I wanna keep. Oh, get out of bed, Sarah Swan, sleepy head." Back in her dream, she went running to answer the door lickety-split. But this dreaming Sarah said is better than what I have. The world when I sleep is the one I wanna keep. Oh, get out of bed, Sarah Swan, sleepy head. Back in dreamland, Sammy took her hand and led her to a safe hiding place. But the coast was not clear, and Sarah Swan, she could hear the heavy boot steps of someone giving chase. Her heart was beating fast. She feared a jump right out of her chest. She was confronted with the sword that was pointed. It no longer seemed like play. She let out a scream, said, "But this is just a dream." And that's when she heard the pirate say, "You best get out of bed, Sarah Swan, sleepy head. The daylight is burning while the clock hands are turning. This time," Sarah said, "being awake is best instead. The world when I sleep is not the one I wanna keep." That's how Sarah Swan finally got out of bed. They no longer call her Sarah Swan, sleepy head. She got out of bed, Sarah the Swan doesn't lay all day in bed. She gets up and